Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Capital City Podcast. This is your host, Preston. Thank you guys for tuning in. Much appreciated. You can find me at PBakerNYC on Instagram or Twitter, or check out our website, CapitalCityPodcast.com. Much appreciated. Today, I wanted to talk about something, you know, that's going on, the pandemic going on with the coronavirus and, you know, financial tips for this time. And I really have like three major tips, right? I would say, you know, just to get right into it. Oh, but before we do that, I am going to start a vlog, and I wanted to get a Q&A, guys, going on, like what you would want to hear on a vlog, because I think I want to do it a little different than I do the actual podcast. So definitely let me know some of the topics you want to hear. You can send me a message at PBakerNYC on Instagram, or you can reach out to me through the Anchor app, by downloading the Anchor app and, you know, recording a message. That would be amazing, right? So on another note, going back to what we were talking about is, you know, with the coronavirus, always, you know, there's a lot going on as far as how people feel. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty about how to handle this. So, you know, the news is saying wash your hands after you touch people, speak to people, touch anything, you're outside for at least 20 seconds. You know, make sure you have, you know, storage of food and things of that nature. But nobody's really talked about, like, you know, financial tips about how to deal with things like this. And I would say there's three major things that I think is very important during a time like this. And this may not be the only time in our lifetime that we experience this, depending on our age and, you know, longevity of how we live. And we've been through this before with different things, from West Nile to SARS to Ebola. So we're very aware of, like, you know, people go shopping during this time, try to store up on food, store up on water, the necessities. But I would tell people the main thing about this time of year is something like this is to decrease your spending as in regards to the, you know, that extra money you have, you know, things that we would normally do or try to do and things of that nature. I would say the best thing for you is just to focus on necessities and allow your emergency savings to grow at this time, because, you know, the market will be affected and jobs can be affected, you know, in the amount of time you have to work. You know, some people work in an industry that's directly related to, you know, a customer base. So you want to make sure that you have a savings just in case of anything, because we do not know what would be the end outcome. And, you know, you don't want to think of the worst, but you want to plan for the worst and hope for the best, right? So the best thing to do is just increase your savings. So if you are hit and your family is hit with a financial strain, that you're capable of withstanding it until you can get back on your feet, just in case, because, you know, the government may eventually offer some subsidies to people that lose their jobs or their hours are extremely decreased because of low customers coming out, not many customers coming out. So, you know, you want to just be prepared for that. Also, if you are, that's number one, you know, is just increasing your emergency savings. Number two is don't move your investments because of your fear. Now, if you're trying to invest in other things, I can get that. But you see the market going down at extreme numbers. This is not the time to this is not the time to really, like, move your money, because then you'll take an actual loss. We know we talked about that in the past, the real loss versus an actual loss. And the real loss is literally when if you're trading a stock and you purchase at $80 and it drops down to $20, you are losing $60 by taking that money out. Now, you don't really have a loss if you leave the money in there and allow it to accumulate again, so it'll grow again over time, and it may get back to $80 and then end up at $100. But the moment you take the money out, you've suffered a real loss. So you want to be cautious, and, you know, don't be too concerned, because the market always corrects itself. And, you know, it'll adjust. It's just the time we're in and people are taking precautions, and it does affect the market about how people spend their money, how people are investing their money. And the fact that some people get scared during these times when we start falling into a bear market. We've been in a bull market for so long that, you know, the fear of going into a bear market and losing a lot of our money does make us do irrational things and can cost us, you know, in the long run. Because, you know, like I always say, if your money's not growing in a position to where it's going to grow, then it's not doing nothing for you. But if you take your money out and you just put it in the bank, it's even a worse idea because it can never grow back to what it was. So the best thing to do is just, you know, stay conservative with it, and you know, try to just keep your investment monies where they are. Don't pay it too much attention because over time it will correct itself. The market has a history of always adjusting. So don't be too stressed out about that. The last one I would say is a lot of people will encourage you to invest and double down at this time because the market is in a bear market and it gives you opportunity to take advantage. I would say just be cautious about what you invest in. Because some companies do not make it through rough times and you can take a loss. So it can be risky. So, you know, most of the time people are a little more safe investing into like the S&P 500. This would be a good time maybe to tackle on a mutual fund, something of that nature. I wouldn't go into the high risk investments as much. I know it sounds strange because I'm always like invest, right? But if you're going to take finance, you know, you want to get something that you're going to, you're not going to take too much of a hit and you get some return off of it. So just make sure that if you're investing in the market itself, that you are, you know, not doing it on a high risk level because, you know, the money can grow back, but then again, it can all be blown and you may not, you know, see it accumulate again because that company A may have gone out of business or whatnot. Something may happen. So I would say, you know, just pick and choose your investments wisely. Get advice. Listen to two or three different ears. Do your own research. Don't just put money in the air. And, you know, just don't take the super high risk yet. You know, unless you're taking a chance and you have that excess money, extra liquid money to take those chances, then, you know, take the chances because you will see a lot of growth once the company rebounds and you're buying the shares on such a low end. So you will see that. So the goal here is basically just those are my three tips. Basically is just, you know, don't jump on moving your investment, increase your emergency funding. And if you do double down on investments, make sure you do a little research ahead of time. You want to see the strength of the company and make sure that, you know, they can withstand any turmoil in the market. You know, most companies can withstand, you know, the first hit, but over time, some companies cannot sustain. So you want to make sure you know, you're doing your research. And there's a lot of websites you can look up. There's advisors you can talk to and things of that nature. I would myself personally, deal with my risk management side of things, making sure in case anything happens, I'm covered, family is covered, and we're not going to take a heavy loss in case, you know, one of the persons in the family is bringing an income towards that family and we benefit from it. Or, you know, protecting the house, you know, protect your assets. At this time, I would be focused on risk management. And those are the things that I wanted to talk about. So I know that was a little longer than I expected to go. I just wanted to make something quick. But I definitely wanted you guys to be able to think of this on a level of a financial advisor or financial planner and kind of get the idea of, like, we do know it's a pandemic because it's nationwide, it's worldwide, globally. But I don't want you to lose focus, lose track on where you are financially and what you've been building over this time, So just make, this is the time where we have to make conscious decisions, and we have to make informed decisions. So we have to inform ourselves. And there's so much information out there to touch on. So you can, you know, Google on these things and just take advantage of it. So thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you follow me at PBigNYC on Instagram. And please share this. Share this episode with someone and, you know, let them know that there are opportunities in the market right now. And that's going to be my next episode, the opportunities, you know, whether it's in the market, whether it's in investing, whether it's the opportunities that are showing themselves. There are opportunities, but just really be cautious about it. Don't jump. Don't, you know, in this time frame, we want to make sure, our main goal is to make sure that you have an abundant amount of savings so you can withstand anything that the market throws at us, right? Have a great one. Much appreciated.